Anyatvevam vajananta shudvane pyaupasate te pichati taranjeva mrityum shruti parayana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death.
Neki, mada nisu upućeni u duhovno znanje, počinju obožavati Svevišnjeg gospodina nakon što od drugih čuju o njemu. Oni, zbog svoje sklonosti da slušaju autoritete, također nadilaze put rođenja i smrti.
Yes. This verse certainly applies to all of us.
Ovaj stih se sigurno odnosi na sve nas.
We were not conversant in spiritual knowledge, to say the least, but we also began to worship Krishna after hearing from others about him.
Nismo bili upućeni u duhovno znanje, ali smo u najmanju ruku bili željni da čujemo od drugih koji su upućeni to znanje.
I feel this verse is also a verse in glorification of Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada is that person who started to tell the Western world about Krishna. And that's how it all began.
Ovaj stih smatram da je ono Šila Prabhupada, jer on je taj koji je počeo da govori zapravo sve to o Krišni i to je način na koje se počeo.
Once when Prabhupada arrived at the airport of London, England, he was asked why he had come there.
Jedan put kada je Šila Prabhupada stigao na londonski aerodrom, pitali su ga zašto je tamo došao.
And he said, I have come to teach you what you have forgotten.
I on je rekao, došao sam da vas poučim onome što ste zaboravili.
So today we are going to hear in our little seminar about how Prabhupada brought the Krishna consciousness movement to the Western hemisphere. And this is how we all came and let me say it's talking about his going to America. Without that, we all would not have been sitting here today.
I da on nije došao u Ameriku, da propoveda, mi ne bismo svi ovdje sedjeli večeras.
There is a very interesting sociological observation, because just from the sociological point of view, there could not have been a better time for Prabhupada's going to America.
Postoji interesantan pogled na što Prabhupada dolazi u Ameriku što se tiče sociološkog stanovišta i kaže se da nema boljeg trenutka za Srila Prabhupada u tom periodu nego baš taj koji on izabrao da dođe u Ameriku.
See, in American history, 1965 and 66 was very special.
U Americi 1965 su bile vrlo značajne godine.
In 1940 the war was over in America.
40. Je bio završen rat.
And people got their lives together.
Ljudi su se nekako sredili.
In 1950 there was absolutely no interest in spiritual life. They were all into economic development.
A 50-ih godina svi su bili zainteresovani samo za ekonomski razvoj, niko nije imao želju da se bavi duhovnim obrazovanjem.
By 1960 that had reached its high point.
I do 60-ih, početka 60-ih godina to je dostiglo svoj vrhunac.
A typical American had two cars in his garage, or three actually. One for the wife for shopping, one for the whole family, and one for the man just alone.
Tipičan Amerikanac je u to vrijeme imao tri kola. Jedan automobil je koristio za sve, jedna imala žena, drugo je bio porodičan auto, a treći je on koristio.
However, this had also created a great dissatisfaction.
Međutim, to je s druge strane stvorilo veliko nezadovoljstvo.
And that resulted that large groups of young people broke away from the materialistic culture of America.
Što je rezultiralo tome da će veliki broj mladih ljudi da se odrekne tog zapadnog načina života i da bojkotuje taj način.
At that time America also was involved in an imperialistic war in Vietnam, and the young people, fearing that they would be drafted and killed by the Viet Cong, were rejecting to go to the army.
U to vreme, pošto je Amerika vodila rat sa Vijetnamom, mnogi mladi ljudi su se bojali da ih neće odvući tamo, da poginu od strane vijetnamskih oruženih snaga, i na taj način su protestovali odbijući.
1965, that had reached its climax.
I 65. godine to je dostiglo svoj vrhunac.
In the university people were just protesting, not studying.
Na univerzitetima ljudi nisu se školovali, nego su protestovali.
And culture developed, which is called the counterculture. Contracultura, yes. I think you all are very young people, but that counterculture also went to America, to Western Europe, and many of us old guys like me were part of it.
Vi ste mladi ljudi, ali mnogi od nas starih, mi smo se sreli sa talasom te kulture.
The basis of this culture was to look for new dimensions.
I osnova te kulture je bila da osobe traže nove dimenzije.
Some looked for psychedelic, you know, in the realm of psychedelic music, psychedelic drugs. Everything psychedelic.
Neki su tražili zadovoljstvo u psihodeličnoj muzici, drogama i svom ostalom psihodeličnom.
Open the doors of perception. That was a great slogan.
Otvoriti vrata percepcije, to je bio veliki moto.
And others also looked for a spiritual answer.
A drugi su tražili duhovne odgovore.
Large groups of young people were looking for a guru.
Yes.
At that time also the Vatican made an interesting announcement. They said for the first time in the history of Christianity we have to face the fact that other religions also have truth.
Po prvi put u istoriji rekli su moramo se suočimo sa činjenicom da i ostale religije takođe imaju istinu.
There was a revolutionary statement.
To je bio revolucionarna izjava.
It's still revolutionary. Sometimes the church has difficulties to acknowledge this.
To je još uvijek revolucionarna izjava jer ponekad crkva ima poteškoće da to potvrdi.
You here in Yugoslavia know of this fact, and in Bulgaria they know about this fact, and about the Greece they know about this fact.
Vi ovdje u Jugoslaviji, zatim u Bugarskoj i Ukrškoj, vi znate tu činjenicu.
So everything was just the stage of the world, the Western world was perfectly arranged by Krishna so that the pure devotee could appear on it.
I pozornica svjetska je bila savršeno aranžirana od strane Krishna tako da se čisti bhakta mogao prijaviti na njoj.
So Prabhupada being a tool in Krishna's hand came in his after overcoming many difficulties finally went on the freighter Jaladuta to cross the Atlantic Ocean.
I Srila Prabhupada je u tom trenutku nakon što je prošao kroz različite poteškoće došao do trenutka kad se ukrcao na Jaladutu i krenuo prema Americi.
Prabhupada had the burning desire to spread the movement of Krishna consciousness to the Western world, and Krishna had arranged the stage for him.
Srila Prabhupada imao goreću želju da proširi vedsko znanje Americi i zapadnom svijetu, i Krishna je stavio pozornicu na kojoj to mogu učiniti.
Saintly people in this age usually never leave Vrindavan because they hope to die in Vrindavan and then go back home back to Krishna.
Sveti ljudi danas generalno ne napuštaju Vrindavan zato što žele da ostanu Vrindavan, na taj način kad umru tamo se vrate nazad kući Bogu.
But Srila Prabhupada was not thinking about himself. He thought of us. You and me. And others also. He even said in his last days that he would go even to New York to preach. There was a time when he had to be carried. And he said, if I die in the meantime, you can bury me on the roof of the New York skyscraper.
Ako umremo među vremenu, možete me sahraniti na vrhu nekog njorskog oblakodera.
The Hare Krishna skyscraper which we had at that time. So Prabhupada, when he caught, I want to read a little bit of the diary where we can find what he felt when he crossed the ocean. Bay of Bengal.
Zaliv Bengal.
Seasickness.
Bolest, morska bolest.
Rain.
Kiša.
Vomiting.
Povraćanje.
These three words were in his diary. A little later, he said, today I disclosed my mind to my dear companion Lord Sri Krishna. I revealed my mind. This is all on the ship, huh? Because I had a great longing, I called to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, without you there is no means of success.
O Gospodine Krishna, bez tebe ne postoji način da se uspe.
He felt very alone and hopeless.
Osjećao veoma usamljen i besmoćan.
At that time, two heart attacks came.
U to vrijeme su došla dva srčana udara.
He wrote down, if another comes, I will die.
Napisao je, ako još jedan bude, umreć.
But then Krishna came in his in a boat with many incarnations in a vision. Prabhupada saw that.
Ali onda je Šila Prabhupada video Krishna koji dolazi na brodu sa mnogim inkarnacijama.
And Krishna said, come back to Vrindavan.
I onda je Krishna rekao, dođi nas do Vrindavan.
Krishna wanted Prabhupada to come back in the spiritual world.
Krishna je želio da se Šila Prabhupada vrati u duhovni svijet.
But Krishna, Prabhupada said, no, I have a mission to do, please let me stay.
Ali Šila Prabhupada je rekao, ne, imam misiju, molim te da ostanem ovdje.
And just like an intimate friend, Krishna said, okay, then do your glupost. When they finally arrived at in America, the captain's wife said, never before was the ocean sailing so smooth.
I onda kad su stigli u Ameriku, onda je žena kapitana rekla da nikada nisu putovali okeanom tako tiho.
And Krishna Prabhupada answered her, but Krishna saw that I easily get seasickness, so therefore he took care.
I onda je Šrila Prabhupada rekao, Krishna je znao da se jako brzo dobijem morsku bolest, zbog toga je vodio računa o tome.
Now when he, Boston was the first American town which he saw.
Boston je bio prvi američki grad koji je Šrila Prabhupada vidio.
And therefore, you know, they stayed for a little while in Boston. And here Prabhupada wrote a beautiful poem which I want to read to you. It's called Teaching Krishna Consciousness in America. He wrote, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here.
Rekao je, ma dragi gospodine Krišna, ti ste tako ljubav dobro u ovoj paloj duši, ali ne znam zašto si me ovdje dobro.
Now you can do whatever you like with me.
Ali učini samo šta god želiš.
And he said, mostly the people here are totally covered by the modes of passion and ignorance.
Rekao je, ljudi su ovdje najčešće prekriveni gudama strasti i neznanja.
And they have no idea, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva, of Krishna.
I nemaju ukusa za transcendentalnu poruku Vasudeva, Krishna.
So Prabhupada prayed, if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding.
I rekao je, Srila Prabhupada, ukoliko ti to želiš, možeš učiniti moć mog govora pogodnom za njihovo razumijevanje.
Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure.
Samo bezrušnom milošću će moje reči postati čiste.
Oh Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands.
O Gospodine, ja sam samo kao lutka u tvojim rukama.
So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like.
O Gospodine, učini da igram kako ti to želiš.
How do you like this? Isn't it nice? How totally dependent Prabhupada is making himself here on the Supreme Lord. If you want, you can read this whole poem. It is very nice if you go on Sankirtan and you feel you have to get some snaga, some strength. You can pray like this and you will see how Krishna is very satisfied with you. It is in this book, Planting the Seed, on page number 5 to 6. You can pray it every day and see how your life changes. So as we know, Prabhupada first went to Butler, Pennsylvania. Butler, Pennsylvania. There, because there was one Mr. Agarwal, whose address Prabhupada had gotten by a businessman in Mathura, India. He stayed in Butler, the town of the Jeep, because there the Jeep was produced. Is in the living room of the Agrawals. Sally Agarwal remembers how Prabhupada taught their little son how to walk. She says Prabhupada was the easiest guest she ever had, because whenever she had no time, he was just sitting in the living room chanting. And she called him Swami Jesus. And Prabhupada immediately said back, "And a little child shall lead them." That's a biblical word. Then Prabhupada, this stay in Butler was very helpful for Prabhupada, because it helped him to become used to the American culture.
Zadovoljan sa svojim boravkom kod njih zbog toga što je na taj način uspio da se malo privikne na američku kulturu.
He saw for the first time a supermarket.
Prvi put je vidio samo poslugu.
And he saw for the first time snow.
I prvi put je vidio sneg.
He one morning looked out of the window and saw everything was white, and he asked the question, "Who has whitewashed everything?" Yes. Prabhupada also, you know, he had brought a sack of something like granola with him. Because he thought he would only be able to eat potatoes in America, the rest would be meat. So he brought this sack to not, you know, starve to death. But he saw there are vegetables also, so. Then Prabhupada came to New York. He said, "I came to New York without making my own arrangements, but Krishna cared for me just like he cares for the birds on the sky."
Rekao je, došao sam u New York bez da pravim specijalne aranžmane za sebe, ali Krišna se pobrinuo za mene kao što su bile zapisane nebo.
In New York he met one Dr. Mishra, a bogi yogi.
U New Yorku je sretno kod doktora Mishru, bog yogija.
He had like a yoga society and Prabhupada saw how they did the following meditation.
I on imao yoga društvo i on je gledao, Prabhupada vidio kako se oni gledali meditaciju.
Dr. Mishra said to his yoga disciples, close your eyes.
Dr. Mishra rekao svojim učenicima, otvorite oči.
And repeat after me.
I ponovite za mnom.
I am the sun.
Ja sam sunce.
Who warms up the universe.
Koje greje univerzum.
I am controlling the ways of the planets.
Kontrolišem putanje planeta.
Yes. And then all of a sudden Dr. Mishra had gone up and ran away because he had a toothache and he needed to go to the dentist. Prabhupada saw this hocus pocus and he was amazed. Dr. Mishra became very sick. And Prabhupada cooked for him prasadam. And he said about Prabhupada, he knocked me down with love. But he never allowed Prabhupada to preach because he feared that the people which he was cultivating would all run to Prabhupada's shelter.
Ali mu nikad nije dozvolio da propoveda emisiju da ukoliko bude propovedao da svi ljudi koji su bili pod njegovom tu kontrolom došli do Prabhupada.
In the beginning, Prabhupada had to find himself a little room so that he could speak about Krishna consciousness. Dr. Mishra would not allow him to use his facilities.
U početku Krishna Prabhupada morao da pronađe malu sobu u kojoj bi mogao da propoveda o svesnosti Krišne, Dr. Mishra mu nije dozvolio da koristi njegove prostorije.
There was just a very little room, it looked like a tram, you know, it was very long, not very, but it was long, but not very wide.
To je bila jedna soba koja je bila izgleda kao tramvaj, bila je dugačka, a uska.
And the people who came were mostly this higher middle class.
I ljudi koji su dolazili, to je bila ta viša srednja klasa.
They were not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Nisu bili zainteresovani za svesnost Krishna.
If you, there is for instance one tape which I heard, Prabhupada said on this tape, everywhere where I see the material world is the same.
E na to je kad se Krishna Prabhupada kaže, gdje god pogledam, materijalni svijet je isti.
In India we have squirrels.
U Indiji imamo veverice.
And also in America, they are the same squirrels.
I u Americi su također iste veverice.
So one American lady said, no, they are much bigger in America.
Ona Amerikanka rekla, ne, mnogo su veći u Americi.
So you can understand, they didn't listen submissively.
Ona možda nasvatimo, nisu ponizno slušali.
Obviously she didn't get the point.
Naravno, ništa time postigla.
Prabhupada sometimes took his books, the Bhagavatam, and went to bookstores and told them, please sell these books for me. But in America his books looked like a brick, you know. They were so unusual. So the lady said, no, we can't sell such books. But next week Prabhupada came again with his books. And he said to the lady in the bookstore, can I have a glass of water please? And he sat down. And she, you know, usually she would never have thought to bring someone a glass of water who comes in the bookstore. But because Prabhupada was so otherworldly, So childlike in his innocence, she was totally disarmed and brought the glass of water and also took the books and said, yes, we will try to sell them.
Ali pošto Šila Prabhupada bio tako bezazlen i tako jednostavno u svom pristupu, ona je donela čašu vode i rekla, dobro, uzet ćemo ove knjige i pokušat ćemo da ih prodamo.
The news, now that in Los, in New York at that time, there was one area of town where all the artists and bohemians lived, and the young hippies. And there was one coffee shop. It was called the Paradox. Where the people spoke about Buddhist philosophy and Indian philosophy. It was like a hip place to go. And one day Carl Jürgens came in, he was a musician, and said, "Do you know there is a Swami in New York?" And that was enough. The counterculture had heard about Prabhupada. And they went to the tram-like room. And the old omas saw, you know, amazing people with long hair and feathers in the hair and a blanket around. And they were very shocked. But Prabhupada found out that these young people had a genuine interest in spiritual life and were prepared to give up material things. After all, they had none. At that time it happened that his room was robbed and his typing writer, which he used to write the Bhagavatam translation on, disappeared.
I u to vreme su opljačkali Šila Prabhupadovu sobu i uzeli su mu pisaću mašinu na kojoj je kucao.
And it and he had a suspicion that this was actually the house caretaker.
I on je sumnjao da je to bio ovaj koji me izdao tu.
So Prabhupada decided to move.
Tako je Šila Prabhupada odlučio da ode odatle.
And Carl Jürgens, one of this people from the Lower East Side, said, "Well, I have an artist loft."
Studio,
yes. You know, studio is... this actually is something like a studio here. It's the highest floor in the building. The roof is, you know, you can see how the roof goes. And there are no walls. It's an open space. So Prabhupada went into this artist loft. And he made a little curtain where he, behind which he stayed. And in the other part there was one Mr. David. And all the time people who came and visited Prabhupada and waited until he would come from behind his partition and do kirtan or speak something. Prabhupada went to the Bowery. This is, was on the Bowery.
This is not,
and you have to know Bowery means there are 5 times more death and crimes than in the rest of New York. It was a dangerous place to go. But Srila Prabhupada, when he was warned, said, "I don't know what is danger." Yes. I'm from Calcutta. Those of you who have walked through Calcutta in the night, you know, they know. I once, you know, when I have nightmares, I always think of Calcutta. Because once when I was very, very sick, I was looking for a doctor and went into the Calcutta slums because I heard a doctor was treating patients and I needed an injection to get my fever down. So I remember I broke down in the midst of a slum, and when I woke up in my high fever, I saw all these faces, big eyes about me, you know, coming closer. Leper, and you know, with half arms and so on. It was I had typhus. But they were very kind. They lifted me up and they put me on a bed. And then the doctor came and gave me an injection with a needle which had seen maybe 5 million behinds before me. So when I have nightmares, I'm thinking of this. So I remember once a reporter came to Prabhupada and visited him in this artist loft. And he saw all kinds of hippie people. Each one on his own, looking at the ceiling. No one noticed him. And he went behind the curtain, and there he saw Prabhupada, you know, looking like a very aristocratic person. And he asked, what are the people doing there? Prabhupada answered, I don't know. And they don't know either. This was the situation. So somehow this reporter had the impression, well, this really is a very sober gentleman. He had come because a friend had told him, there is a Swami out there, and I think he is going to start a major world religion.
I on je došao zbog toga što me prijatelj rekao da je tu postoji s vami i da smatra da će on početi sa najglavnijom svjetskom religijom.
So from that place in the Bowery, Prabhupada moved to the 26th 7th Avenue, where he really started the temple.
I odatle je Žila Prabhupada otišao 26. drugu aveniju, gdje je zaista počeo sa hramom.
He made the incorporated the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Tamo je osnovao internacionalnu društvo svjesnosti Krishne.
A friend told him, why don't you say God consciousness, why Krishna consciousness?
Jedan prijatelj mu rekao, zašto ne kažeš svjesnost Boga, a ne svjesnost Krishne?
And by that time Prabhupada already knew his clientele. And he said, no, if I say God, they will bring in so many conceptions what God is. You cannot, for you, because you are such young people, it is difficult to understand, but at that time, there were so many wild speculations about what is spiritual life.
Vi ste mladi, pa ne možete ni da zamislite da u to vrijeme su postale divlje spekulacije o tome šta je to duhovni život.
I remember in my own life when I lived in London before I joined the movement, there was one place called Nottingham Gate.
Kad sam bio u Londonu, prije nego što sam se priključio pokretu, bilo jedno mjesto koje se zove Nottingham Gate.
And I remember there was one hippie who always had a, you know, it's called in English perambulator. It's a kind. It's a.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
where you put the baby. Yes. Yes. And he had a little, he had a screw, and he worshipped the screw as God. He was walking through Nottingham Gate.
Taj hippie je imao kolica za bebe i on prije imao jedan šrap i onda ga je obožavao kao Boga.
Because the understanding was God is present everywhere, so he's also in the screw.
I razumijenje je bilo to, Bog je svugdje prisutan, zato je sigurno u ovom šrapu i onda ga je obožavao.
Yes. One famous group made a song about Nottingham Gate. That was a wild place for the conscious expansion there.
Jedna grupa je napravila pesmu o Nottingham Gateu, o tom mjestu, i to je bilo divno mjesto za razvijanje svjesnosti.
And you must know, these people were not, the young people were not just as social or drug people. They just were from rich families, and you know, they were all into changing the society, spiritual this, duhovnost that, and so on.
Ti ljudi su bili iz bogatih porodica, ti hipi, oni su bili u tom fazonu da se menja društvo, duhovna dimenzija i tako dalje.
So in the midst of all this, that was in New York, in the 26th Avenue, Prabhupada started his temple, which he called the kindergarten of spiritual life.
U svemu tome, Šrila Prabhupada je započeo svoj hram na 26. drugoj aveni i on je to nazvao obdanište duhovnog života.
Yes. Now it's interesting what his program was to make grown-up people from these children.
I interesantno je kakav bio njegov program da bi učinio ljude iz tog obdaništa odrastima.
His program started with 2.5 hours of chanting.
Njegov program je počeo sa 2.5 sata mantranja.
Just chanting Hare Krishna.
Samo pevanje Hare Krishna.
2.5 hours.
Chanting or japa? Because you don't know the exact
words. Chanting, singing.
Singing. Znači pevanje Hare Krishna.
And all the musicians came with their instruments. So, you know, because that was an experience for them. And then that ended into dancing. Everyone danced. And you know, people came, hundreds of people came to do the Swami step with the bona fide Swami.
I onda su svi, stotine ljudi su dolazili kako bi mogli da igraju Swami step sa jednim vjerodostojnim Swami.
And then when Prabhupada started his lecture, most of the people went out. It was too much stragost for them. They came for the music. And then again, after the music, Prabhupada did a long kirtan for 1 hour. And then Prabhupada took an apple and cut it, and then he took one piece and threw it in his mouth, you know, real high. The people were looking like, far out! They liked this very much. Yeah. And then he would distribute the apple. This is nothing. Wait. So then Prabhupada, just behind that temple, which was like a storefront, he had a little apartment in the first floor.
Iza tog hrama koji izgledao, koji u stvari bio prodavnica, u stvari sa prednje strane, na prvom spratu Šrila Prabhupada imao svoj mali stan.
And in the morning he gave lectures on the Chaitanya Charitamrita there.
I ujutro je tamo davao lekcije na Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And he chanted also before the lectures.
Također bi pevao isto pre lekcije.
One day water came through the ceiling. Because the person who lived above protested by putting the water on his floor. And then he came with his sleeping attire, you know, this pyjama. And he rang and Prabhupada went to the door. And he complained very much, "You're disturbing my sleep! I can't sleep, I'm so nervous." And you know, Prabhupada couldn't believe. But it is not early, it is only 7 o'clock. But for America this was very early. So then Prabhupada, you know, just told the devotees to do very soft kirtan. Now, once it happened, you know, when you hear the early tapes where Prabhupada lectures in the 26th 7th Avenue, you can hear loud noise from children. You know.
Posle tih kirtani iz 20. hrama možete čuti jako piskave glasove dece.
And dece, yes. And Brahmananda's came out one day and he just took one of these Puerto Rico children.
I on je Brahmananda jedan put izašao napolje i uhvatio jednog od tih portorikanaca.
Next evening the window was broken of the storefront.
I sljedećeg dana su im polomili staklo na prozoru.
The children were angry. Is this, so Brahmananda asked Prabhupada, is this Maya Srila Prabhupada?
I onda je Brahmananda pitao, da li je to Maya Srila Prabhupada?
And Prabhupada said, Maya is within and without. As soon as you forget to chant Hare Krishna, that is Maya. I find this is a very nice quotation of Prabhupada. Brahmananda was a little angry. And he had made a mistake by making others angry. So Prabhupada, when he was asked, is it Maya that the window is broken? Answered in a different way. Maya is within and without. As soon as you forget to chant Hare Krishna, that is Maya.
Maya is within and without. Čim zaboriš da mantraš Hare Krishna, to je Maya.
What do you think, Michael? Dobro, huh?
Yes.
Yes. So one time when he was lecturing, there was a musician in the back who said, who felt restless because there were so many people in the room. And he wanted to go to another part of the room. You know, imagine. Dr. Srinivas is feeling uncomfortable and he goes to the, you know, dark part of the room. So Prabhupada asked, what is the matter? He said, I feel boxed in, he said. And Prabhupada said, you are a box within a box.
Ti si u kutiji, a onda si još u još drugoj kutiji.
Yes, because odmah
vrlo uskoro je dobila poentu da je Šrila Prabhupada imao misiju.
I will read you from a lecture which he gave in 66. You can become a brahmana.
Možete da postanete brahmana.
People had just come from the street. You can become a great devotee of Lord Krishna.
Možete da postanete veliki bhakta gospodina Krishne.
You can become the spiritual master of the world.
Možete da postanete duhovni učitelj sveta.
I think you should take this Krishna consciousness seriously.
Mislim da treba da uzmete ovu svjesnost Krishne veoma ozbiljno.
I am an old man.
Ja sam star čovjek.
I may go.
Mogu da napustim.
Some of you at least understand this science.
Neko od vas će valjda razumjeti ovu nauku.
Take up this science and become the future hope of this country for the world.
I uzmite ovu nauku i postanete nada za ovu zemlju i za svijet.
Take up this science, that is my request to you. You should take this chance and become a spiritual master for all the people. Thank you very much. Prabhupada was preaching. And Prabhupada, then after seeing that some young people became serious, began to take out his kirtan to the parks of New York, and that I will talk about tomorrow.
A što Prabhupada, nakon što vidio su neke njegovih tih pristalica postali ozbiljni, onda ih je isveo da u parku peve.
Yes. Tomorrow we will hear about Prabhupada's kirtans in Tompkinson Square Park.
Sutra ćemo čuti nešto o Srila Prabhupada kirtanima na Tompkinson Square Park.
Srila Prabhupada said, these were happy days. When he remembered them. Yes. Good, so I have come to the end of our presentation this evening. Do you have any questions regarding the subject matters which you have heard today? Or maybe any other subject which you would like to speak to ask?
O ovoj lekciji ili možda nešto drugo što želimo da znam.
How did you like this today?
Kako se svidjelo danas?
Was interesting, isn't it?
Interesting.
Like a journey into another dimension or another time.
Put u drugu dimenziju, drugo vreme.
I also personally like this very much, because as a preacher it gives me great inspiration to even go to unusual places for preaching. Yes. To the west. Yeah.
Ne razumijem zašto je Krišna došao na brodu, odnosno pravio mu se u toj viziji na brodu i tražio od Srila Prabhupada da se vrati do prvog kad ga je poslao Martin i Svijeda Prabhupada.
Krishna is a person.
Krishna je osoba.
And he wanted Prabhupada.
I on volio je Prabhupada.
He also wanted Prabhupada to go in the west.
Želeo je također da Srila Prabhupada ide na zapad.
But when he saw him on the ship,
a kad je vidio na brodu,
with the high waves,
sa velikim talasima,
with the rain, he thought, oh, maybe he could come back. I want him. Prabhupada later wrote in the Prabhupada had already written in the Bhagavatam that Krishna wants us more to come back than we want to go.
Mi želimo, da Krišna želi da se mi vratimo njemu više nego što mi želimo zaista da se vratimo.
He has an interest that you come back.
On ima interes u tome da se mi vratimo.
Yes, you personally.
Da, ti lično.
You may say, oh, I'm a devotee here in Beograd, I'm not so advanced, but Krishna has an interest in you.
Možeš da kažeš, ja sam ovdje bhakti u Beogradu, nisam tako napredan, ali Krishna ima interes u tebi.
Now imagine Krishna's interest in his pure devotee.
Sad zamisli koliko je Krishna interes za čistog bhakti Krishna.
It's very strong.
To je veoma jak interes.
So he may have this, he has sent him to the west, but he also feels, maybe he should go back. He's a person. Bobanan.
Who was there in Brahmananda from present? Who was there also in Brahmananda from this
early times?
Early times, yes. That
is a spiritual master.
Spiritual master nowadays.
Satsvarup Goswami. You know, he wrote this very nice book, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. It's now in one volume. Yes. So that's for Rupa Maharaj. And then Mukunda Goswami. Mukunda Goswami came already in the Bowery when, you know, this artist loft. He was also here, Mukunda Goswami.
Who first from spiritual masters today saw Srila Prabhupada?
Mukunda Goswami. He saw in this artist loft. And he remembers that one day he came and he wanted to see Srila Prabhupada alone. Now, in order to make it known that he was at the door, he had to take a little stone and throw it, I think, 5 stories high or 4 stories high at the window where Prabhupada was staying. And he felt very bad, you know, to have to do this. It's so impolite, you know, to. So Prabhupada opened the window and looked down. Izvinite, but I want to see you. Is it possible? And then Prabhupada came down. 5, you know, these flights of stairs. And again, he felt very sorry. There was a drunken man lying before the store. And when he saw Prabhupada opening the door, the drunken man went like, and then Prabhupada took him up, Mukunda Maharaj, and he said he took two stairs at the time. Yes, and he put his dhoti high so that it did not become dirty. And then when Mukunda Maharaj spoke with Prabhupada, his impression was, he is so deep. And the whole spiritual world is around him. And he saw then in this room where Prabhupada was staying, you know, his dhoti was hanging and his underwear was hanging, you know, for drying. A real sannyasi. Totally renounced from this world. So this contrast was striking Mukunda Goswami. On the one hand, this immense spiritual culture, and at the other hand, this utter poorness. I personally feel this is one of the immense strengths of Srila Prabhupada, that he was really a spiritual, realized soul who was not dependent on external circumstances.
To je ono što ja smatram da je bila velika Srila Prabhupada snaga, da je bio duhovno samospoznata osoba koja nije mario za spoljašnje situacije.
Totally transcendental.
Potpunosti transcendental.
With no material desires for himself.
I nije imao materijalne želje za sebe.
But with a vision to take over the whole world.
Ali sa vizijom da će osvojiti čitav svijet.
And he did it.
I uspeo je.
Look, even in Beograd we have a temple.
Pogledajte, čak i u Beogradu imamo hram.
This is really wonderful.
To je zaista divno.
Prabhupada offered food to the deities. Yes, Srila Prabhupada had his in New York his own little Radha Krishna deities, which were in, you know, do you know what is a kapup?
Yes.
Yes, there he had, and there he did his own arati to these deities.
Srila Prabhupada imao u New Yorku sve male Radha Krishna božanstva i imao ih je u Ormanu, tamo to božava.
And he took these deities wherever he went.
I njih je nosio svuda gde bišao.
In the farm we worship Radha Krishna deities, which Srila Prabhupada had worshipped in Hamburg when he was on his Hamburg journey. In the farm, yes, these small Radha Krishna deities. Now, what happened of a Leela? I must honestly say, I do not remember a particular Leela with these deities. But there are many leelas with deities. For instance, in New York, in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was going every day to the darshan of the deities. And it happened that over the temple loudspeakers, the Govindam record, which had just come from England, was played. Very loud. And the devotees went and wanted to, you know, it was a mistake, they wanted to stop it. But Prabhupada was in full ecstasy. And he said, no, this should go on. When he had darshan. And later devotee said, but this is a woman singing. Yamuna. No, it is spiritual. And from that day, it always was played. Then one day Prabhupada, also in Los Angeles, took Charanamrita, and the Charanamrita was salty. Prabhupada asked, who has made this? And a little Madhaji, you know, all red. Mother service, you know. Why have you made this? Are you chanting your rounds? No! The leaders told me I should only chant not all the 16 rounds, I should do service. And then Prabhupada turned to the temple presidents. What is this nonsense? The temple president. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting question. And the answer is no. Even to tell you the naked truth, just a little while ago, one son of Prabhupada went to the court and said that about, I do not know the percentage, but a large percentage, I believe 30% of the wealth of the movement should go to the family, because when the father dies, there is a Pflicht Erbteil. There's a duty of inheritance. You know, that something has, by duty, has to go to the children.
I kada kažem baš istinu, nedavno jedan Švabrava Rusi tražio na sudu da se 30% vlasništva iskona dodali njihovoj porodici, zato što postoji takav zakon da po pravilu 30% očevog vlasništva dolazi u ruke porodici.
This would maybe mean that you would have had to sell your Gita and give 10% of it to the son of Prabhupada.
Može li to znači da trebaš da prodaš svoju Bhagavad Gitu i da...
Heavy. But it could be proved that no, when someone becomes a sannyasi, then by tradition he is not duty bound to, you know, that something goes to the family. Of what wealth has come after he took sannyas. Now you might ask, how is it possible that even the physical son of the pure devotee is not a pure devotee? Prabhupada, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we find a little explanation of this. There was a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Kala Krishnadas, who left Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they were traveling through South India in order to stay with some Bhattaharis. These are Tsigoinen.
Lični sluga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, koji se zvao Kala Krishnadas, na putu u Južnu Indiju, on je napustio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu da bi otišao kod nekih Bhattaharija koji su bili cigani.
He blooped even from the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Blooped je čak i iz društva...
Blooped, you know this in Serbia?
Iz društva čak svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
So you can see, the living entity always has the free will to make his own decisions. It also shows another point. The seminal line is not as important as the spiritual connection. Prabhupada commented once, Prabhupada was once asked, are you happy? And Prabhupada says, I have many levels of happiness. Before I became sannyasi, I had several sons and daughters, but they were a burden. Now I have sons and daughters who give pleasure. Yes, the living entity has always the free will to either decide himself if he wants to serve Krishna or not. We will see this, you know, when Dauji and Govinda get older. You know, what will they decide? Krishna or Maya? That is, you know, or any children. Are you satisfied? It's a little shocking. I think you were expecting Prabhupada's sons and daughters to become pure devotees, isn't it? Yes, that's natural. Eat it, Hari Gopinath. Prabhupada once said, if I would tell you, you wouldn't believe it. What, can I say more? So I feel we should come to an end. I wanted to just say before we end here, if you can come, please come tomorrow morning. I think there is no scholar tomorrow morning, Saturday. No scholar, huh?
No.
No. You please come tomorrow. Tomorrow evening we are in Novi Sad, so there will be no lecture here in Beograd. But of course for the Sunday feast we are here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol.
My dear Shri Chaitanya Swami ki jai.